It's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Laser Eye Care and A1 Air.
There's so much to talk about in our travel out here. So many wrongings, so many people that annoyed me. The woman who was sitting next to me on the plane, she had an annoying habit of touching all my stuff. So when
that's not as bad as what you did to start the day.
Package all of that.
I was confused, sir. I was confused. I often get confused by your American ways of boarding planes. So
8:15 this morning, we've got plenty of plane talk.
Yes. And the only thing I'll share about this, the plane ride this time, at this moment, is this woman. So this is what happened. The stewardess would come by and hand out your drinks or your, you know, those stupid cookies they give out. What are those called? Biscotties?
Yeah.
Those aren't stupid.
I always love those.
Those are amazing.
I actually got two packages, which was great. She accidentally gave me two packages, and I didn't correct her. I'm on the window, and the woman who's in the middle is the violator here, because every time the stewardess tried to hand me something, the woman in the middle would grab it from the stewardess and hand it to me. Mm-hmm. So it was an extra 8 inches that she was transporting stuff. I'm like, I can take it from the stewardess directly. I don't need you assisting
trying to help
me.
You out.
And then when I was trying to hand the stewardess back some trash, she snatched it out of my hand each time to hand it to the stewardess.
She sounds nice.
Yeah. She's not nice. It was. I mean, God bless her. I'm trying to give her the benefit of the doubt, but it was unnecessary. And so she's on notice, officially. Okay. There is a challenge that is going on right now that is tearing the show apart. And it's not just tearing the show apart. I believe...
He almost did
in
it right
a way
there.
I think that was 2015.
That
you may have been okay on
very
that.
Very personal to me. That it is tearing our souls apart within us. Not just our friendship, but our actual being. And that is, and I don't even know how it got started.
It got started because yesterday you were just a continual loop of drops from 30 years ago. One of them was Jack Buck, and you just kept going on and over over.
That is true.
And finally I said, would you... Stop. You're just repeating drops that are 30 years old. Just stop it.
Stuff we play on the ticket. I think the drop that Gordon was repeating was Jack Buck saying Flight 61 when McGuire tied Maris.
Yes. I was in loop head over that, and I had to keep saying it.
Something we played over and over here on the ticket, a drop we played forever.
A long, long time ago. And a lot of yours are drops we don't even play anymore.
Yes.
And on the way out from the airport, you were looking up people that were in our lives from 30 years ago.
That is
and
true.
I maintain that you are stuck in like 1997.
So what was the challenge?
So the challenge was, Giorgio said, okay, let's try not to do anything that is over 10 years old. You can't say something or repeat something or be triggered into uttering something that is used as a drop or part of ticket lore from beyond 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, I immediately accept the challenge. I think, oh, that's not going to be hard. And then...
5 seconds in.
We started realizing how difficult this is because now all of our conversation becomes very stilted because we want to say something and we can't say it, and then a whole argument breaks out on... What year did this occur in? Was this beyond the 10-year threshold, or was this within the past 10 years? And oftentimes, we're left with, like, for example, I'm just going to use an example. When someone says something, and it is a obvious thing they say, we are wanting to utter in a Bob Sturm-esque voice the word obviously.
Right.
And we can't.
It's 25 years ago.
You have no idea how much mental muscle memory is implanted in you to utter something than when one of your triggers gets hit like that, and you find yourself fighting the urge to say that you shouldn't feed a dog perhaps an item that is used to clean up the face while you're eating.
Right.
So the two of you have much more of an addiction and problem with
yes.
this than I do, because when I heard this challenge, and right after we got off the airplane, we drove to Ventura and we went out to have something to eat. And I said to the two of you, I don't think you can make it through this meal, much less a week.
Yes.
Because I know, because I hear it from you guys off the air, on the air, when we're in meetings with Kat, you're constantly
yeah.
spewing out these old ticket drops and references. And I just thought, there's no way these two guys can do it. And what did I tell you yesterday? Especially once you hit the air.
Yeah.
Because then you go into performance mode. It's a different gear.
It is.
And you're grabbing stuff from the past that you lean on.
Yeah.
And we've already had each of these guys violate it twice this morning.
Okay, but at least I acknowledged that this was going to be difficult.
Yeah.
Captain Arrogant over here was like, oh, this is going to be no
Arrogant.
Problem. This is going to be no problem. And yeah, you have this mindset that you think that you don't have a problem. It's like you clearly recognize, you look at me and you know that I suffer from a ticket drop addiction. You
yes.
know it.
Yes.
But and you don't see it in yourself.
I do too. My whole point.
I don't think you're recognizing that.
My whole point is, I just think we need to update our references, because here's the problem. This is where.
See, I almost said.
And especially this week. And especially this week, because uh-huh. we'll see other media members.
Yes.
And you'll say something from 1997 that requires me to explain. We used to have a guy who worked at the ticket, and he was into this, and that was led to this, and that led to this. And I have to explain it, because you'll just start talking in 1997 drops, and this person has no context, and he has no idea what you're talking about. And training camp is like the worst week for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, let's put in a little more All Right John Dunn, I Wish We Moo, and more updated drops. That's all I'm calling for.
Why can't the option
music?
Why can't the option be to just detox and not talk in drops all the time?
Because that's part of the whole ticket experience. P1's talking drops every day. That's how we know we're P1's.
Right.
So we can't get rid of talking in drops. I'm just saying, let's update them.
To be a P1 is to have loop head on drops.
Yes. Sure.
It is to be a P1, you have to not be able to handle a moment of silence.
Right.
That one's
right.
off the board.
You just can't.
Yeah. We can't go to name that begins with P.
When you're in a meeting at work, in your generic business meeting, and someone mentions the general area,
right.
you have a tendency to say at ease.
Yes.
That is what being a P1 is. You can't handle life without being triggered into your ticket verbiage.
Okay, so since this challenge started, each of you has probably had 30 to 40 minor battles or major battles in your mind.
Craig, the cognitive load is tremendous
yes.
on me right now.
Describe what you're going through, because you go into this mode where each of you are trying to offload the pressure by telling me or Killer or the other guy
what we are avoiding,
what you're avoiding and how you're dealing with it.
Right.
And so all regular conversation has vanished.
Yes. And it's like I equate it to when a computer program bogs down because it's overclocking. Because it's having to work a little bit too much, extra calculations, there's a bug in the system. That's what happens to my brain when I've got a drop that I need to get out, but I know I'm not allowed to.
So basically,
so I have to
password.
Yeah, I have to reword it. Okay, this is when you brought an animal to a location you're not supposed to, and no one told you to do it, and you're wondering.
And are you looking to me, since I'm allowed to say these things? Are
yes.
you looking, because you want to hear somebody say it?
Yes, I am pushing the alcoholic beverage in front of you because I at least want to see someone enjoy it.
So the violations this morning, we get out of the car, and Gordon starts singing Stand By Me. Is that what it was?
Yeah, the breakdown part of that where it's Call On Me, Brother, If You Need a Friend. Well, there's two words in that are triggering to me. One is brother.
Which he pronounced like a former talk show host
here. Greg O'Drop.
There was a talk show host here who used to say brother in an interesting way.
Who, me?
and I accidentally said it in his voice, and then when I hit friend, that was very difficult.
You wanted
for me
to say it like a former major league
I wanted
pitcher
to say it like a Cajun-sounding pitcher that may have joined us at ticket stock.
Gaylord Perry.
I'm telling you, there's so many ticket landmines in this
pitcher
world.
Yeah. He wanted to talk about a buddy.
He wanted to talk about a buddy. He was named after someone.
And then you had another one that was done mainly off the air, the 5A state championship game, which
wasn't even a drop. That was something that happened off the air, the ticket, like year five.
But no, that like stuff also two counts.
Oh. Yeah.
So you've had two. George has had two. When we mentioned Mark Elfenbein, he went having a great time.
I was referencing his Twitter feed.
Don't no,
talk around it. Having a good time.
Don't try to talk around it. That's an old Elf drop.
And that was, that was performance on the air. And I couldn't help it.
And George did the Bob Sturm, obviously, this morning.
You did do that.
You have each had two violations, and it's 6:30 in the morning on Monday.
Yes.
And you guys thought you could go the whole week.
I knew that I would have a problem. I just want you to admit that you are right there with me.
Okay. You want me to admit it? I admit it. It's hard. It's hard, especially when we go on the air.
We were at lunch yesterday, and Donovan was with us, and these two were having this exact same argument, and I said to Donnie, this is like eavesdropping on an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, and they're talking to each other about how they're coping, and they're trying to help each other with
their
problem.
Trying to give each other tips, and how to, and this is what I do. I try to do this.
And then, about 20 minutes ago, George said, yeah, let's just call this whole thing off, because he wants to start drinking
he
again.
He wants the drink. He can't handle this pressure.
No, I'm fine.
Are you? You both seem to be jonesing to be able to do these drops.
I will admit, I am struggling today.
What was the ruling on the...
I'm really trying to take this one day at a time, but it's very difficult.
Would you try to focus a little bit?
What was the ruling on the killer telling people that he's okay? That was
more than 10 years ago,
wasn't it?
When you said that you were fine, but you said it in an interesting way.
It was like 15 years ago.
Okay. That was
damn, that's funny.
Oh, that's a
no, that was good, killer.
Because we were having
what about that one?
We were having Wi-Fi problems this morning.
Yeah.
And we weren't allowed to do the killer saying something about Wi-Fi.
Does this show both of you, and especially you, George, because of the time frame thing, that you are both living in the 1990s and early aughts?
Yeah, I agree with that part of it. That's why I tried to update our software.
See, well, no, I don't
so
see it as
difficult.
That. I see it as that we are living to where there is no past and that all of it is present. So all these old drops are just as relevant today as they were then. Whether it was from 2 weeks ago or
this show that started like
ago
5 years ago that weren't around for some of what Killer said.
But this is how, but this is how we educate them on the lore, is we speak in drops, whether they're from 15 years
true
ago or 2 years
bring
ago
them up to speed on it.
We were having the best time at lunch yesterday because George would suddenly kind of stop talking, start smiling, and then start doing the password workaround. And Gordon would identify that George was struggling. And then 3 minutes later, Gordon would be struggling.
I'm telling you, P1s would also have a hard time with this challenge.
Yeah.
The hardcore P1s, they would be surprised at how many triggers that they encounter during the day.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah.
When you're talking with your buddies and they say something that that is clearly triggering to you, you try to resist it. It's impossible.
All right, so this continues for the week,
continues,
right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Bad decision,
yes, it
though,
continues. Coach.
So far, you each have two-minute minors.
All right, Jonda. All right, Craig.
See, he's allowed to say that.
Yeah, that's within the last 10 years.
And I'm not allowed to say that that's the incredible thing about something in a sports princess fashion, with OJ?
We're playing password again.
We looked up so many incidents. Okay, when did Kate Delaney talk to OJ?
Yeah, we had to figure out the dates on all these things yesterday.
That was 2009? Ah, crap.
Damn it, damn.
You will both probably have somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 violations by Friday.
I have just tried. See, here's the other thing that I thought is that maybe it'll get him to stop talking so much. Because I know it is I'm afraid to say anything.
I am too.
Okay, so
I feel like a child that lives in a very aggressive home right now, and I'm trying to keep a low profile.
I did notice we had a very quiet lunch yesterday.
Yeah, it got real quiet after we made the agreement. We were just kind of darting our eyes around.
Donovan and I were talking, but you guys were just kind of sitting there stewing.
We didn't talk.
Oh, gosh, I'm sweating.
Okay, so that's the challenge.
I need relief so badly.
George and Gordon can't talk in drops pre-2014, and they're really struggling with it.